Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this is absolutely wild. The way that Donald Trump's sons are openly and brazenly profiting off of their father's presidency needs to be talked about much more. I mean, we spent the past 4 years talking about Hunter Biden. Not we, but Republicans spent the past 4 years salivating over the Hunter Biden laptop pics, relentlessly making accusations about Hunter Biden's alleged corruption, all while ignoring the fact that Donald Trump's sons made billions off of Saudi Arabia deals in the first term, and now they're back, stronger, better than ever, making deals with foreign countries, leveraging this new crypto coin, and even now, Donald Trump Jr.'s drone ventures could make a killing thanks to his dad's big, beautiful budget. After Trump was reelected, his son, Donald Trump Jr., took stakes, high stakes, in several drone companies. Now they're raising ethics concerns. I feel like I need a new catchphrase, and it should be, none of this is normal, or this is not normal, or something along those lines, because wow, none of this is normal, and it's becoming normalized. When Elon Musk is walking around the White House and he's controlling four different agencies all under his thumb while being high on ketamine, it's not normal, and it shouldn't be normalized. When Donald Trump takes these insane bribes from foreign countries, it's not normal. And when Donald Trump Jr. urges his dad to launch a Trump coin, then a Melania coin, didn't they do a Barron coin at one point too, all to just maximize the profit that they can make off the presidency? It is not normal, but I digress. We'll talk about it not being normal later. Let's actually dig into some of the facts. Before we talk about this new drone venture that nobody's really talking about, by the way, nobody's covering this, let's talk about World Liberty Financial very, very quickly, because we have a new report that Trump's crypto firm raised $52 million, and his family has a 40% stake in it, likely sending millions to his family, new disclosure reveals. And a key point that I want to make here that you should remember throughout this video is that the family of the president doesn't have to follow the same ethics guidelines that the president has to follow. Donald Trump already flaunts the ethical norms of the presidency, but still, there's so much that he can do. So, I mean, he took a $400 million jet, so I don't know, he can do whatever he wants, but his family, the point is, his family is a little bit more in the shadows. Donald Trump Jr. is able to operate with a little bit more, you know, anonymity when he's doing this. And this is the case in point. This story should be way bigger, but not enough people are talking about the corruption. So it starts here. Trump and his family control about 40% of World Liberty Financial, a decentralized finance platform launched in September of 2024. Just think about the timeline. This is insane. In September of 2024, 2 months before the November election, they launched a crypto coin company. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, Dumb and Dumber, or Beavis and Butthead, or whatever, they are the heads of it. Donald Trump is now passing crypto bills that are going to send money directly to these companies, help these companies raise money, hype these companies up. Wait a minute, I didn't even mention the fact that last week Trump flew to Scotland on taxpayer dollars to unveil a new golf course. There's just so much corruption, it's hard to keep track of. But this brings me on to the main story. We've talked about the crypto ventures that Trump has a huge stake in. We've talked about Trump coin and the Qatar jet and the golf courses. This story has flown a little bit more under the radar. I'm going to play this clip to begin breaking it down, and then we'll go a little bit deeper. This is from friend of the show, Jordan Ewell.
So this is interesting. Don Jr. got a new board seat, and he might be in a position to cash in on it. I haven't seen anybody else cover this, but here are the details.
So right after Trump got elected in November, Don Jr. joined the board of a venture capital firm. That firm has investments in several defense companies. Then, later that month, Don Jr. was appointed to the board of a small drone manufacturer in Florida, Unusual Machines. In filings, we can see that Don Jr. owns over 330,000 shares in the company. After he joined, the share price skyrocketed, but today it hovers around $10. But that's only half the story. As part of Trump's budget bill, he wants to pump $1.4 billion into domestic drone manufacturing. And who stands to benefit? Unusual Machines. Unusual Machines has been investing in ramping up domestic production. And if Don Jr. benefits, he's under zero obligation to disclose that, because the president's family isn't subject to the same ethics disclosure rules as the president. And the public should be concerned that Don Jr. could have inside information and then would know how to best position the company to secure contracts. There's no evidence of that happening, but it's just a risk and people should be concerned about it. The bottom line here is Don Jr.'s board position and stock holdings are just perfectly in sync with his dad's priority of domestic drone manufacturing. What are the odds? And this isn't his only conflict of interest. There's more in this story at TheIntercept.com.
And we're going to dig into this a little bit deeper. Shout out to Jordan. And by the way, make sure you're following the Adam Mockler channel below. We're building a beautiful community here. One of the strongest communities on the internet. So make sure you join it. We also have a subreddit, the Adam Mockler subreddit. You can follow me on Instagram. We're on Spotify and Apple Music. But to continue here, Donald Trump Jr.'s drone ventures could make a killing thanks to dad's big, beautiful budget. After Trump was elected, his son took a position in several high-stakes drone companies. And listen, for the past few years, Republicans have constantly harped about Hunter Biden taking a role in Burisma, which is a Ukrainian energy company. Now, I would make the argument that Hunter Biden was actually equipped to be in that role, but that is for a different discussion. But the point is, Republicans will harp on corruption that is like the size of a grain of sand. That's Hunter Biden. He's a grain of sand on a beach. Nancy Pelosi is another grain of sand. Next to the grains of sand, there's a massive sandcastle in the shape of a $400 million jet from Qatar that Donald Trump took. I mean, it's just different. It's different levels here. We're talking about different things. Is insider trading awful? Of course. No one should be leveraging their governmental position to make money for their family. And if Nancy Pelosi is doing that or the Republicans that are doing that, they should all be investigated. No one's going to deny that, especially not me. I'm not going to be like, yeah, go Nancy Pelosi. But the point that I always make is Nancy Pelosi is a little grain of sand of corruption, and Donald Trump is like the entire beach, And Donald Trump Jr. as well. Donald Trump Jr. is more corrupt than like Nancy Pelosi or any Democrat, and that's saying a lot. Last November, shortly after Donald Trump was reelected president, his son Donald Trump Jr. joined a venture capital firm with investments in several defense companies. You really begin to see what happened when we put all these stories together. So around the time, September, October, November, the Trump campaign was getting more and more confident that they were going to win. They probably had some internal polling showing that Kamala Harris wasn't going to do great due to a lot of reasons. But the reality is she was just too intrinsically tied to the Biden campaign and the status quo and the Democratic establishment. You sprinkle that in with a little bit of racism among the voter base. You sprinkle that in with only 100 days to do a campaign. And also she didn't go on many of the podcasts that voters were listening to. All of these things made the Trump admin, the Trump campaign, more confident. Now, as the Trump campaign got more confident, Donald Trump Jr. begins to line everything up. He's lining up his sights perfectly so that they have a bunch of buckets of corruption they can pull out of. So in September, as I was saying, they began to line up World Liberty Financial. This happened in September of 2024. Then in November of 2024, they begin to line up investments in several defense companies. Security filings showed Trump Jr. owned 331,000 shares in the company, with only two top executives holding more. So he has the third highest amount, just randomly. After he joined the board, the stock immediately doubled to about $10 a share. So he joined the board, and just him joining, the anticipation of that skyrocketed the value of the stock. Not even just the value of the company. Like, the revenue coming in wasn't more. There wasn't more being produced. There wasn't more being sold, but the value of the stock immediately doubled just due to, I guess the valuation of the company did end up doubling just due to Donald Trump Jr.'s involvement, which is pure corruption. It was a boon for Trump Jr., but not his last chance to make big money off drones. And his efforts to do so may get a big helping hand from Dad. This goes back to what I was saying earlier. The ethical guidelines are a little bit different for the president versus their family. Now, that doesn't stop Trump from being corrupt, but it does incentivize Donald Trump Jr. to take the load off corruption of his dad's plate. You know, like now he's like, you know, I'll do this one for you, Dad. You just have to give me a little bit of a boost with a bill. President Donald Trump's military procurement policies, defense budget, and recently passed government budget, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, included $1.4 billion for small drone production, where Unusual Machines has been making big investments. So Republicans endlessly harp on Nancy Pelosi making money. because she allegedly has insider information and leverages that. And I think everyone in the comment section, everyone watching this, including myself, would say, that's bad. Investigate that if it's happening. Of course, investigate it. But I don't think that's, I don't think that can even touch what Donald Trump Jr. has done. Do you guys remember the Saudi Arabia deals from his first term? Now it's like on steroids. Now they're coming back with crypto schemes, with drone schemes, investing in drone companies, which could be a valid investment. I think drones are the future in a lot of respects, but you can't use insider knowledge to invest in these companies. With his father's administration's footing in the bill for massive domestic drone expansion, good government watchdogs fear Trump Jr. could benefit financially, creating a conflict of interest, or at least the appearance of one, without anybody finding out. The president's family is not subject to the same financial disclosures that federal office officials must make about their financial and business interests. So, quote, Don Jr. is not subject to any disclosures, said Donald Sherman, executive vice president and chief counsel at Citizens for Responsibility. Unusual Machines has been positioning itself to benefit from legislative and governmental policy changes, and they're doing this off the back of their stock valuation doubling due to Donald Trump Jr. The reality is, here's a nuanced position that needs to be taken. The drone industry is already growing rapidly, but it's the timing and the type of investment that Donald Trump Jr. made that signals some sort of corruption. So, to use the Nancy Pelosi analog, if Nancy Pelosi invested in a chip company, you could say, listen, computer chips are huge, they're massive, they're growing, it's an industry that needs to be invested in, but Republicans would often say, it's the timing of it. It's the timing and the exact type of investment that these people are making that signals that they're trying to make a play. So it's the same thing with Donald Trump Jr., just times 100. That's the message that we need to spread. Whenever Republicans bring up corruption of Nancy Pelosi, immediately hit them back with the fact that Donald Trump Jr. and Trump himself do this on a scale of 100. Like, even Melania Trump just negotiated a deal with Jeff Bezos to have a $30, $40 million movie in her name. With Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is somebody who is incentivized to placate the Trump family because it helps his business. Just blatant corruption, and I'm going to leave it there. If you made it this far in the video, I'm eternally grateful for you all. You guys are the best community ever. And if you want more of the community, you can find us over on Reddit. Just Adam Mockler on Reddit. There's a whole community of it where we talk. If you use Reddit, go there. I'm on Instagram, Adam Mockler. And also, go save the show on Spotify and Apple Music. We've been growing very quickly there, and it's helping everything. So I love you guys. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.